Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. The 30th of December 1960, the 30th of May to the 1st of June 1961. How to open your eye. The following four talks were based on the Indriya Bhavana, Sutta, Majjhima Nikaya, the development of the faculties, Sutta No. 152. T1. I am worrying of you as living a negligent life. You should have reliance with you. Without it will encounter dukkha. These were the words the Buddha reminded the monks in the Sutta of Anguttara Nikaya. The Buddha reminded us to rely on impermanence, because it ended dukkha. He mentioned eight kinds of reliance and the last one was impermanence. You will get the knowledge of ending dukkha if you contemplate all the ending of impermanence. Take reliance on the two knowledges of seeing impermanence and the ending of it, i.e., Yathābhūta Nāna and Magga Nāna. During on the journey of life and dying moment you need to rely on it. At near death with contemplation can become a stream enterer to an arahant. There were a few stories at the time of the Buddha, for example, Ven. Phaguna, and 6.56 Phagunasuttam. Everyone, even the Buddha, has to rely on impermanence. You have to start from impermanence if you enter the fruition state, phala samapatti. I will talk on how to see thing is the true reliance. On seeing hateful things and become angry. On seeing affectionate things and become greedy. On seeing neither hateful nor affectionate things and become deluded. These are during the time of opening your eyes. How to use the six sense faculties without harm. Don't observe the outside objects, but instead observe what is arising in the heart. Seeing is the cause and the arising dharma in the heart is the result. This is the resultant phenomenon, paticca samuppanna dharma. It is gross and compounded phenomenon, sankhata dharma. Contemplate the arising phenomenon as compounded. After contemplation, it's not there. Every greed, anger and delusion arise contemplate in this way. All of their non-existing are similar. As impermanence they are the same. The path factors are seeing it. All the knowings, knowledges, are seeing the non-existings, i.e., vanishing or disappearing. See all the arising dharmas as impermanence in series. These are not an ordinary thing. It is vipassanupekka nana, equanimity of insight. You contemplate all of them with equanimity, and not seeing as greed, anger and delusion. This is true development of faculties. Continue with the contemplation and arrive to the knowledge of equanimity towards formations, sankhara upekka nana. After that it is the path knowledge. In this way by using the six sense faculties is without harm. It's easy to practice also. You have to practice until it becomes your own nature. The Buddha said that whoever practiced and became natural, and then it was easy like closing and opening your eyes. If you can practice up to this point, and it becomes a true reliance, he continued to talk about the dying moments by seeing anicca as mentioned in the Anguttara Nikaya. In these three knowledges, i.e., vipassanupekka nana, sankhara upekka nana and magga nana, you'll become a stream enterer if you die with the vipassanupekka nana or sankhara upekka nana after arriving at the heavenly realm. On the other hand, what will happen if you don't rely on inside knowledge? You will arrive at pita, hell and animal realms if you die with greed, anger and delusion. T2. In the beginning, Sayadaw mentioned the important, and also interesting power of Dharma. Listening to the Dharma carefully, make effort to remember them, and then put into practice. In this way Dharma can be enshrined in the mind and body becomes a Dharma setia, shrine. It will protect the yogi from dangers and difficulties. Some examples could be read on the Buddha's conquest of the eight adversities, see the Jayamangala Atthagatha. The Buddha after his enlightenment was looking for someone who he could take on refuge. But he never found anyone who could be excellent than him in sila, samadhi and panna. He became a Buddha by the Dharma. So he took the Dharma, the Four Noble Truths as a refuge and teacher. The Brahma god Sahampati agreed with him because the past Buddhas were also doing the same thing before. This point is very important, because these episodes showed that there was no creator god and creation existed in the whole cosmos. All living beings, because of their wholesome and unwholesome dharmas or kammas, are traveling in the round of existence. Sayadaw taught his disciples how to contemplate the Dharma Buddha or Nana Buddha and not the physical Buddha. How to penetrate to the Dharma Buddha. So, we must rely on wholesome dharma, especially the supramundane dharma, Lokuttara Dharma. Because of our wholesome dharmas of the past, now we meet the Buddha's Dharma, which is the most difficult to come by. Therefore, we must use this chance fully to go up higher and higher to transcend dukkha and not for going downwards. The Buddha taught the Dharma from external. Whoever listening with the above mentioned three ways, then the Dharma will enshrine in our body. There are always two causes, i.e., external and internal causes affect every living beings. The most important one is the internal one. Path factors are the Dharma Seti. Why the Buddha became the great conqueror of the eight adversities? Because his Kanda became a Dharma Seti. The physical Buddha didn't know anything. Only the Nana Buddha knew it. Therefore, we must reach to the internal knowledge Buddha when we are performing puja, devotional practices. Becoming a stream enterer, Sotapanna, is also not the body, but the path knowledge. It was sent by the Dharma that you came to this human life. There are two kinds of Dharma, right and wrong Dharmas, Sama Dharma and Miccha Dharma, or the eight right path factors, Sama Magunga, and the eight wrong path factors, Miccha Magunga. Close the doors to the planes of misery are also Dharma. It does not need to teach people for the Dharmas which send them to the planes of misery. Everyone has done it and can do it. The three careers of the Buddha that he had to fulfill his perfections, paramis, were, for his benefit, for the benefit of his relatives, and for the benefit of living beings. It's very important of being able to distinguish between friends and foes. Recounting the story of Tadeya Brahman on this point, I am warning you all not to shun away from the salvation of the Dharma. Dharma sent you here and you are completed with the five rarities, i.e., encountering the teachings of the Buddha, a teacher who can teach the Sakka Dharma, understanding of it, etc. You only need to go upwardly for ending dukkha. But if you don't respect the Dharma and going downward is not proper. Continuing the Indriya Bhavana Sutta, now is the time for us to always living together with Dharma, which will save us from the whole samsara. There could be joy, somanasa, or displeasure, domanasa, or neither joy nor displeasure, apekka, when seeing a form. With an object, there are such three states of mind. If no salvation of Dharma comes in dukkha will continue to arise. Because of the three types of feeling, dependent arising will continue in the beginning, middle and the end. See the 12 links of dependent arising. Pleasant feeling in the middle, unpleasant feeling in the end and neutral feeling in the beginning. Living beings are always going downstream and never upstream. After his enlightenment, the Buddha saw this point. Therefore he became disappointed to teach them. I'll show you some insight contemplations. From the three types of feelings, if one of them is arising, contemplate as it's the resultant phenomenon arising by causes. In this way the view of a person, a being is falling away. Contemplate it as arising and passing away. In this way the three types of feeling are becoming a series of equanimity of insight, vipassanupekka nana. T3. Sayadaw told the story of the sutta. On one occasion the Buddha was staying among the Gajingalas, people of the Gajingala village, in the bamboo grove. During a Dharma talk he asked the young Brahman Uttara, how his teacher Parasivi Brahman taught and trained on the six sense faculties. MN.152 Indriyabhavanasuttam. He replied that by closing the eyes, ears, etc., and no defilements arose. Then the Buddha responded by saying as followed. Then, in this way people born blind and deaf were already no defilements. Uttara became silent by the words of the Buddha. However, nobody can close the mind door. Therefore, the Buddha gave a talk on how to restrain the sense faculties. Whatever arises from the six sense doors, e.g., feeling arises, sukha, dukkha or upekkha, observe their anicca and it becomes upekkha. They are conditioned by causes. These are kalesa and coarse, and the result of the causes. Whatever arises is sankhara, conditioned thing. By seeing anicca becomes upekkha and called sankhara upekkha, not react to sankhara as like or dislike. It's very quickly leading to sankhara upekkha nana, knowledge of equanimity towards formations which is close to the path knowledge, magga nana. Sayadaw described the practice from hearing, from the six sense doors let whatever arises. But the important thing is can be let the contemplating knowledge comes in to know it. Whatever arising in the body is coarse, so that you know it. First, you have to know it from behind as it is arising by causes, the arising Dharma. Second, after this contemplation, the arising Dharma is not there anymore, that becomes the passing away Dharma. First is arising and second is passing away. Special note, in the 18th of November 1956, Sayadaw gave a talk on insight meditation by way of vitaka, thought, and vikara, examination. Here is extract from some of them. Vitaka is thinking or thought, and vikara is all-round examination. The Buddha taught the first jhana with vitaka and vikara and also the path factors with it. Today I will talk about its implementation. Here he used Vedana of the six sense doors. Whatever feelings are arising from the six sense doors, think about it as what it is. After that, examine the feeling as it exists or not, this is vikara or examination. If you use vitaka and vikara in this way, you see feeling and also its impermanence. For example, you see something with the eye and don't know what it is, and then there is no vitaka and vikara. Someone who has thinking and examination get the path factors. The thinking of I-ness or identity view is falling away. Thinking is vitaka and examination is vikara. Knowing of the non-existing is panna. Therefore, every time you open your eyes must have seeing with thinking and examination. The dissolution of phenomenon is useless, feeling or any sankhara dharma. The uselessness is the truth of dukkha. In some of his talks, Sayadaw explained dukkha as disgusting and useless. Duk disgusting, ka useless. If you are in thinking and examination will know the truth of dukkha. Disappearing is death. Death is arriving at dukkha. If you are thinking and examining in this way, even hell fire will be extinguished. Even no need to mention about sorrow, lamentation and suffering in the heart. Continued from the main talk, one is arising Dharma, and two is passing away Dharma. In this way, it can't be followed by greed, hatred and delusion Dharmas behind. Is this difficult for you? Every time Dharma arises is by cause, and have to know it as not there. If you ask, what is Nibbana? It's the cutting off dependent arising in the beginning, in the middle and in the end sections. Whichever section is cutting off, and then it's Nibbana. Every time a Dharma arises, if you can contemplate its impermanence, and then it'll not become Lobha, Dosa and Moha Dharmas because these are only impermanent. All these impermanent Dharmas are arising in series. So it's called Vipassanupekka. A being will receive double increments if it falls into hell, because the hell being is suffering in hell that is always in the state of displeasure, Domanasa. Therefore, it is not easy to talk about the lifespan in hell. This is one of the reasons that hell beings don't have a definite lifespan. Sayadaw mentioned it for his listeners. It reminded them for practicing diligently to end suffering in hell. T4. The Buddha taught this sutta for vipassana practice was it could become the most quickest and effective way. In the time of the Buddha there were also many practiced for insight and gave wrong teachings. Continued the story of the sutta, how do you close the mind door of muddy kalesas? Even maybe you can close the other five doors. The Buddha taught the Aryan way of development of the faculties. Thoughts from the mind door create greed, hatred and delusion. Let it be arisen. Only with the arising Dharma, there will be an object for contemplation. For a dead person he has nothing to contemplate. It's important to contemplate the arising Dharma. Where are birth, aging and death, the truth of dukkha come from? If you trace the reverse order of the dependent arising process, the 12 links, and will find out that it came from craving, tanha. Right pointing arrow, right pointing arrow, right pointing arrow. Craving, clinging, action, birth, aging and death. Left pointing arrow, left pointing arrow, left pointing arrow. It arises from the thinking of the mind door. Thought arises from the mind object, Dharma Aramana, and mind door, Manavara. The arising cause is called Paticca Sammapada and the arising result is called Paticca Sammapana. The arising Dharma is course and the cause of thinking. It is compounded Dharma, Sankhata Dharma. If you know it as a compounded Dharma, then Anicca is included in it. You know it arising because it's course. And when you contemplate, think about, it's not there. You know the arising and passing away of the compounded Dharma, Sankhata Dharma. In the place of greed you only discern impermanence. This contemplation is called Vipassanupekkhana. So Anicca is close to Nibbana because its nature is similar to Sankhara Upekkhana. Therefore the harmlessness of sense faculties is depending on contemplation. In talking about the way to Nibbana by using long method and it becomes long. By short method, it becomes short. In short, it only exists as 1. Impermanence and 2. The ending of impermanence. It is only Dukkha Sakka and Nirodha Sakka while analyzing by truth, impermanence is Dukkha and the ending of it is Nirodha. In some suttas the Buddha himself expressed his teachings as he only taught Dukkha and the ending of Dukkha, in the past, present and future. All the Buddhas were will the same. Any teaching of not ending for dukkha is not the Buddha's teachings. It is only Vipassana Nana and Magga Nana, inside knowledge and path knowledge, or the knowledge seeing impermanence and the knowledge seeing the cessation of impermanence while analyzing by knowledge, Nana. In this case, are the 10 or 16 inside knowledges wrong? Both of them are also right. These were the inside knowledges of Ven. Sariputta's great wisdom. These are long only in given names, but not in the real process. Inside knowledge kills the coarse defilement and path knowledge kills the refined one, anaseya latent one. In the time of the Buddha there were many examples of getting enlightenments within a sitting, mostly listening talks. These were happening because of the short knowledge. If impermanence ceases, dukkha and kalesa are also ceased. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 6th of January 1961 and 19th to the 20th of September 1961. The Roadmap to Nibbana. Cf. MN.24 Rathavanita Suttam. The Buddha was staying near Rajagaha in the bamboo grove. After the rain retreat some monks from the native land of the Buddha visited him. He asked them who their teacher was. They answered that he was Punna Mantaniputta, Mantani's son. How he taught them. Punna set himself as an example to teach the monks. He taught what himself had practiced. The Buddha praised him. At that time Ven. Sariputta was near and wanted to meet him. After this occasion, the Buddha went to Savathi. Sometimes later Punna went to Savathi and paid respect to the Buddha. One of Ven. Sariputta's disciples came to him and gave the news. After exchanging words with the Buddha, Punna left for the Andavana forest for the day's abiding. Sariputta followed him from a distance. Both of them stayed at some distances apart and entered into Phalasamapatti, staying in the fruition state. Both of them came out from it in the evening. And then Sariputta approached him and asked questions. Questions and answers were as follow. Q1. Do you learn the teaching from the Buddha for sila practice? This is the purification of virtue, Salavasudhi. Punna's answer, no, friend. Q2. For samadhi practice, this is the purification of mind, cittavisuddhi. No, friend. Q3. For right view, this is the purification of view, dittivisuddhi. No, friend. Q4. For overcoming doubt, this is the purification by overcoming of doubt, kankavitarana visuddhi. No, friend. Q5. For discerning impermanence, this is the purification by knowledge and vision of what the path is and what the path is not, magamaganadasana visuddhi. No, friend. Q6. For the knowledge from banga nana, knowledge of the dissolution, to gotrabhu nana, knowledge of the change of lineage. These are called purification of the way, patipadananadasana visuddhi. The answer was, no, friend. Q7. For the path knowledge, this is the purification by knowledge and vision, magananadasana visuddhi. No, friend. Q8. So, for what purpose you are practicing the Dharma? Only for the sake of Nibbana. And then Sariputta said to Punna, let me continue to ask you. One, can the practice of Sila realize Nibbana? No, if possible all worldlings, Padarjana, will realize it. From 2 to 7, they were also asked in this way. Punna answered all of them in negative. Because all of them were Sankata Dharma, conditioned Dharma, and not Nibbana, which was Asankata Dharma, unconditioned phenomenon. Sariputta praised him. Punna gave an analogy for the 7 purification processes. King Pasenadi Kosala from Savathi wanted to go to Saketa, 700 miles far away. The mileage was not mentioned in the sutta. Sayadaw used it only for a clear explanation. Most monks used the sutta teachings exactly mentioned in the sutta's words by words in Pali and translate into their own language, and with explanation. But he was different, only used the points and facts for teaching. His talks were only for practical purpose. The king's servants arranged chariots for him to change after each 100 miles. He came down from it and entered Saketa after he arrived at Saketa by the last 7th chariot. In this analogy, the first chariot was Sila and the last 7th was Magga. Closing square bracket. According to the purification, visuddhi, there are 7 stages. By vipassana process, seeing impermanence, become disenchantment and ending of impermanence. Why I have to give this talk is because I am afraid that you have the mistaken contentment. There are a lot of food for thought in this remark. Most Buddhists only satisfy with making merits and observing sila. The knowledge of seeing Nibbana is the purified knowledge, i.e., the 7th stage. Path knowledge is also impermanence and it's not Nibbana yet. It's still not Asankata Dharma, unconditioned Dharma. I am asking you to contemplate the impermanence of the knowledge, because they are also impermanent. So that you know they are also Sankata Dharma. All the 7 Dharmas, 7 stages, are only the way to Nibbana. They themselves are not Nibbanic element. Only you have overcome your doubt should contemplate impermanence, practice from 4th to 5th stage. This is one of the reasons why Sayadaw asked disciples to give up wrong view and overcoming doubt before insight practice were from the sutta teachings and evidences. For this point he always emphasized the teaching of dependent arising. If you discern impermanence, don't give up. After thoroughly penetrate dukkha you are on the 7th chariot. Path knowledge is still impermanent. After you come down from it and arrive Nibbana. These 7 stages are the levels on the way of the practice. T2. In the beginning for 30 minutes Sayadaw talked about the danger and cleverness of Tanna. Punna was foremost in giving Dharma talks, and enlightened people. Ananda had entered the stream by him. He taught people by his own examples, such as few wishes and contentment, etc. Enter and stay in Phalasamapati could prolong one's life and delay the time of death. The Buddha was very sick during his last 3 months in life, and in this way, he waited his last disciple Subhadda. Buddhists practice for the ending of Upadana Dharma. If people can realize Nibbana by Samatha, then all the Brahma gods will be in that group. Purification by view can be possible with a teacher's explanation. For overcoming doubt and discovering impermanence can possible by the help of a good teacher. Even path and fruition knowledges are not Nibbana, still within the province of conditioned Dharma of impermanence. Panna rejected all the seven stages of purifications because still these were not the Nibbanic element where all the clinging Dharmas were ceased. Entered into the fruition attainment is also inclining towards Nibbana. Fruition state of minds are continuously arising and vanishing. Nibbana is always exists and without impermanence. Closing square bracket. People who are making prayers for this and that lives are called lustful hedonists. If you go back home have to battle in war, because it controls by a crazy person, referred to Tanha. If you can't conquer Tanha and see it, you will never realize Nibbana. If he comes in, you have to know it quickly. Panna was very good in giving Dharma talks. Could teach people became stream enterer to non-returner. He was praised by the Buddha and must be a great person. Phalasamapatti means the knowledge, nana, staying with the ending or cessation of dukkha. It can expand the lifespan and delay the time of death. The questions and answers between Sariputta and Panna were for the future generation to understand on practice. Panna answered that practicing was for Nibbana. Sariputta satisfied with his answers but continued to ask questions for more clarification. With a good teacher we can know about the mind and body, also cause and effect dharmas, third and fourth purifications. Seeing impermanence also needs the help of a good teacher, the fifth purification. Path and fruition knowledges are sankhata dharmas and vanishing dharmas. Nibbana can't vanish, so asankhata dharma. The mind of the path and fruition knowledges are arising and vanishing. So they can't be Nibbana. Nibbana is always exists. All the clingings are totally ceased in Nibbana. Totally without any impermanence is Nibbana. T3. In the beginning Sayadaw explained the five spiritual faculties and how to adjust them with Ananda's last effort for arahantship. Viriya, persistence, samadhi, concentration, sadha, faith, and panna, wisdom, become imbalance create hindrance, nivarana. Sayadaw said practice diligently and no development means the faculties are becoming imbalance. Continued the sutta, the seven visuddhas are not Nibbana. But they support each other successively. E.g., sila supports the development of samadhi. One has clear seeing and purified view with samadhi. One overcomes doubt with purification of view. One can see impermanence by contemplation after overcoming doubt, and imperfection of insight, vipassana upakalesa, might arise as aura of light, obasa, etc. There are 10 of them. Panna gave the seven chariots as an analogy. The seven chariots are the seven visuddhas. Saketa was Nibbana and King Pasenadi was Yogi. If you arrive at the knowledge of disenchantment become don't want to contemplate and run away from it. But you must have to contemplate with patience. With continuous contemplation penetrates dukkha and impermanence comes to an end. Closing square bracket. The ears listen to the talk and nana, mind, turning towards the kanda. If you discern anicca, have the paramis to be here and can realize the dharma. Don't think about paramis, instead make a decision that you already have it. You already have it, but if you think you are not is a mistake. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha mentioned five factors which referred to the completion of paramis, i.e., the five difficulties to encounter as mentioned before. Therefore you have no need to look back, but only make effort for practice to complete it. The Buddha's teaching, sasana, exits like a lightning in a raining dark night. We take it for granted and wasting time for useless things. Now, you are encountering with it that no need to doubt about your perfection. You only need for diligent practice. Sayadaw talked about the five spiritual faculties by using Ananda's last struggle for enlightenment. He was practicing walking meditation by overexertion and did not get the result because samadhi was left behind. Without the help of a teacher and not practice rightly can't get the result. Over effort becomes restlessness, udaka, and over samadhi becomes torpor. Send your effort and samadhi in balance towards impermanence. Faith and wisdom need to be made balance. You must have the faith for realization. Over faith inclines towards affection. Over wisdom, intelligence, becomes cunning, sending four of them in balance towards impermanence. Mindfulness is never excessive like other dharmas. You must always have mindfulness. If all these five spiritual faculties are in balance, you will sure of getting the result, e.g., in Ananda's case. This is an important point. In practice, making adjustment is important. Continued the sutta, in fruition state, the kanda still exists, but the mind is inclining towards nibbana. Even path knowledge is impermanence and sankhata dharma. Up to the path knowledge arise by conditioning. The fruition knowledge is also the same. A person with purified view is overcoming doubt. Those who have no doubt can discern anicca. The seven visuddhas are helping each other in stages to nibbana. They themselves are not nibbana, gave the analogy of seven chariots. I have been explained the mind, body process, so you have been come down from the third. Every day I explain the dependent arising and you have come down from the fourth also. You all are contemplating impermanence, so on the fifth chariot. If you are really becoming disenchanted to the impermanence of dukkha, then you are on the sixth chariot. If seeing the ending of it, then you are on the seventh chariot. Some of you are already on the sixth. Today I give this talk is let the yogis know themselves which chariot they are on. The chariot you are in, talking to you that nibbana is near or far away. The words nibbana far away is true to people who are not in practice. This is defilement. It's depending on the practice. If you are disenchanting to the impermanent process, and the knowledge of not wanting, it will arise in short moments. If you are in the fruition knowledge, then you are already stepping down from the seventh chariot, and entering the city of Saketa, which is Nibbana.